Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Psalms 107, verse 1. Give thanks. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Lord, for this day. Thanking you, God, for just allowing us to see this day. So many have not seen this day. They may have started out looking at this day, witnessing this day, but at the end of the day, God, they are not present. They are not with us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see the whole day, to see the complete day, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for everything that you do for us, God. Master, we know that you do things that we don't understand, that we can't see. We try to reason. We try to fix it. But you are greater than us. Oh, glory to God. You're greater than we are, God. And we thank you, Lord, for being God who you are. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for looking at us, oh, God, watching over us, oh, God, knowing, oh, God, that we are your children and you are our Father. And you protect and you keep us, oh, God. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord. Many times we spit out those prayers that are just idle words that have no root, that have no meat to them, oh, God, and you ignore those prayers, God, because you know what we really need. You know, God, being the Father who you are, you know. Oh, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for weeding it out, knowing what we really need and giving us what we need. We thank you, Lord. We may not understand it right then, right there, when it's happening, God, but we know that in due season, oh, God, in due time, we will understand by and by. We're going to understand it, and we're going to grow to appreciate you, God, to appreciate your protection, your hedges that you put all around us, God. Oh, we thank you today, God. We know we're talking about giving thanks. And we know that we don't do it as much as we need to, as much as we should do. But we just want to have a new beginning and thanking you. Thanking you all during the day. Thanking you, giving you praise. Oh, God, yes. And not entertaining those idle thoughts, those idle words that we have. Oh, some of us have some words, oh, God. Some things that are just not pleasing even to our own ears, God. Oh, Master, we ask you to help us, oh, God. Help us to grow up. Help us to learn how to tie our shoes and help us to learn how to walk straight. Get off the narrow. Walk straight. Stand up tall and be accountable, oh, God. Help us, Lord. Help us to be children, oh, God, who say that we're in the army for the Lord. Help us to girdle ourselves up. Help us to learn how to watch our mouths and what we say, who we say it to. Help us. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor because it's in your holy name. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we just say amen. Amen, and thank God. Thank him for his acts of kindness. All the grace and mercy that he showers upon us. Yes, and it's mercy. They're new every day. They're new mercies. Some of us need to just look a little harder, take a little more time and see those mercies. They're there. Miracles are happening all the time, all around us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Many times we're so caught up in the circumstances, we can't see. We got the tunnel thing going. We need to ask God to open up our mind, open up our understanding, open up our eyes, bring clarity to us so we could see, so we could see, so we could hear. The word is really saying to us. And what God is saying to us through people. He uses people. Oh, yeah, he uses people. Yes. We need to ask him to show us. And many times we need to girdle up our tongues because we're talking out of order. We say one foul word 1 minute and then we call on God within the same breath. Foul word, then God. Same breath. No pause. Nothing. Just like this is how it is. No, it's not. God is a holy God. Yes, he's holy. Believe it or not, but it is a wonderful thing to be grateful and to show thanks to God for his many, many blessings. Remember, he didn't have to bless us. He didn't have to do it. See, we live in this culture where we just think everything's got to be. No, everything don't have to be. It don't have to be. It don't have to be. And all we have to do, simple, is just show thanks. Show thanks. Be grateful. Wear the gratitude. Wear it. Put it on. Show some appreciation. Glory to God. And we can show it in ways, in many ways. Yeah. That you could think of ways that you can show gratitude. See, when you show gratitude and you're showing gratitude to your sisters and your brothers, not just those in the household of faith, but your sisters and brothers are some that are outside. Hello. Some of my outside, huh? The hedges of protection. So we're supposed to show them, huh, who Christ is in us. And we show that when we wear gratitude, when we put on this thanksgivingness that we're talking about. Because, see, when we show thanksgiving and we edify God through thanksgiving, people can see that in us. They can see there's a gleam, there's something special about us. Why? Because we have given praises to our God. We have been in his presence. We have given him adoration. Huh? Yeah. We can go so far as to cook a meal for an unfortunate family. Yeah, think about that. Cook a meal for a family that may not be able to have a complete meal. Think about that. Just go buy lunch for a homeless person. When you see them, I see them all the time. Just buy their lunch. Finding diapers, just diapers and formula for people who can't afford it. People are struggling. Huh? Think about this. These are the attributes when we give and when we give to others. This is what Jesus would do. Come on, talk to me. This is what he would do. It's out of act of kindness. It's through giving and through thanksgiving that we can grow, that we can see, and they can see God in us. Because that's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be showing the light. We're the light. And the light is supposed to be shining, and it's shining in us. It's not, you're not worried about who else is not, whose light shining, but your light. Your light needs to shine. And they will know, kind, that you're different, that you're special, because you have Jesus in you. Mm-hmm. There are many ways to show that Jesus, that you thank him. Mm-hmm. Many ways. And it's through showing his people that you care about them. Are you listening to what I said? Showing his people. See, we don't have a nation of people. The people belong to Jesus. The people belong to God. It's his world. This is his nation. These are his people. We are also. So we who are in the body of Christ should show that we represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there are things that we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart full of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. That's a song. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. And you see, when we bless him, we're concerned about others. We're not going into a house and lock the doors and we just concerned about ourselves. And it's all me, what I need, me and my family, what we need. No, I'm concerned about others. I'm concerned about that neighbor down the street that may not have electricity. I saw the children running out there that they have shoes on. I'm concerned about them. Yeah. Why? Because Jesus would be concerned. And if I am a part of him, I am concerned too. Ecclesiastes chapter 6 and verse 9. And it speaks clearly to us. It says, enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Huh? Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless. Like chasing the wind. Yeah, that's in the New Living Bible. That's the New Living Translation. And you know, many times we are doing that. Mm-hmm. We are. Uh-huh. We're not contented. We're not satisfied. Mm-mm. No matter what God has done for us, no matter what we have, we still wanting something else. And we need to learn that just wanting and feeling the need and never being satisfied is just vain. It's just completely vain. It's empty. It's worthless. It's pointless in the eyesight of God. Yes. Because at some point, at some time, we need to grow up and realize that we just don't have to have what we have, that it was all through the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we have that. Whatever it is, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about that. Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endured forever. And his kindness endures forever, even though when we can't even see kindness. Many times we grew up in households that didn't even have any kindness, so we didn't know what kindness was. We see that word, kind, but we never knew. We couldn't feel what kindness was. But when we get where we can grow up and learn how to have a personal relationship, listen to what I said, a personal relationship with Jesus, yeah, you can see kindness. You can see it from across the room when it's coming, when it's walking towards you. You can see it every day when someone comes and a smile, they have a special smile, just came your way. Someone just come out of nowhere and say, oh, this was over here, miss. You must have dropped this. And you said, me? I dropped something? You know, it said, hey, it must be yours. It's not mine. So you just go ahead and take it. You know what I mean? Just shoving the blessing on you. You just overwhelmed with getting the blessing. This is what it looks like. Yeah. Yes. This is how it feels. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of God for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. When we couldn't go to school. You remember the time when we couldn't go to school? We weren't always able to go to school. Think about that. Remember the time when we walked everywhere? We always walked. I would hear my mother say, they walked a mile, they walked 2 miles, or they walked 3 miles to go to church. And then they'd have to walk back to whatever. And then they'd walking down these old dusty roads, and they would take off their shoes because they didn't want their shoes to wear out. And they would just walk back. Don't you remember those times? Well, guess what? Now, today, what do you see? Many of you have gone on to college. Many of your children have gone on to college. Your grandchildren have gone on to college. Many of you are professional teachers. Come on now. You have degrees. You're no longer walking on a dirt road. Now you ride what? In a Jaguar, Mercedes? Come on. Oh, there are many things to be thankful for. Many things. Glory to God. Oh, let us not forget. Let us not forget where he has brought us from. It's all by his grace and by his mercy that we are where we are today. Verse 3 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. It's through his mercy that allows us to be where we are today. If you live on a quiet street, you living in a brick house, you got central air conditioning, you got a paved driveway, you got a new, updated vehicle that you ride. Come on, now think about this, what I'm saying. There's plenty to be grateful for. Plenty. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, thanks be to God. In that which Apostle Paul is giving thanks. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says that is the victory. Listen to this good. He's giving thanks. And his thanks is that he has victory. And when he said he, we are included in this victory as well. Victory in Christ, who has won, who has triumphed over death and released us. Hello. Released us from bondage and sin and death. What am I talking about? Therefore, let us say earnestly, wholeheartedly, thanks be to God. You're no longer on your way to hell no more. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm just coming at you plain. You know, when I grew up, I remember they used to have those hell sermons. The ministers used to preach hell. They don't do that no more. You don't hear nobody talking about hell. Nobody don't talk about where you going. If you don't straighten up, where you going? You're going to hell. Nobody, when the times I said that word hell, my kids in Sunday school thought I was saying a bad word. And I had to show them hell is right here. It's in the word. But people, we don't use that word for whatever reason. I don't know if they felt that it was offensive or whatever. But back then, when it was used, it worked. Because nobody wanted to go to hell. So you, when you sit there and you heard that hell sermon, you said, I don't want to go to that place. And today, they don't preach it. But I really think a lot of people need to hear a hell sermon. Maybe the world wouldn't be the way it is today. Yes. So here we see that Paul in 1 Corinthians is acknowledging the fact that the victory is in Christ who has won. See, when he went to the cross for us, there was it was just like a a game. I'm not literally a game, but it was like a challenge that was actually taking place, a challenge where who was going to save these people? Would you go on that cross and save them, or can I take them with me to hell? And Jesus, who was God's son, listened to what his father said, who is our creator, and he said he would go to the cross for all of us. And if it was necessary, he would die on that cross to redeem us, mankind. That's what happened. Case closed, simple. You know, a lot of times people, when they're trying to get you to understand about what some people call it religion and what the Bible really means, it's just, they make it so hard and complicated. Just a lot of times people shy away from it. It's just too much for them to understand. It's just simple. There was a time, and it did take place, with Jesus went to the cross for us, and he died for us. But at the same time, Satan didn't want him to go to the cross. Satan didn't want him to redeem us. Satan wanted all of us to perish. But Jesus listened to what his father said. His father asked him, and he was obedient. He was obedient all the way to the cross. He could have came down, but he chose to stay up there for you, and me. That's it. And when he came down, after the 3 days that he was up there, he redeemed us. We should be grateful. We should be praising him. We should give thanks. We should humble ourselves, because we couldn't save ourselves. You'll find in the Word, it said that they searched all over, and they couldn't find anybody that could take or could wear his shoes. No one was capable of wearing the shoes that Jesus wore. I'm just literally saying he wore shoes. He didn't have on shoes. The shoes that I'm talking about are spiritually the characteristics, the sinlessness, because he was blameless. There was no one else on earth that was blameless. Everybody was in sin. And Jesus, glory to God, the Lamb of God, who came and took away, hallelujah, the sins of the world. Yeah, that's it. So you and me, so we can be here right now. The job is to tell others, girls and boys and sisters and uncles and nieces, all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what it really means to be with him, what it really means to be a part of the family of Jesus. Yes, that's a special family. Yeah, he handpicked you. You were handpicked. Yes, you didn't go picking him. You didn't pick him. He picked you. Yes, he desired for you to be in the family of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that special? Yes. So here we see in First Corinthians 15:57, it talks about victory. And this was victory because this was a triumphant time. Satan was trying to hold us down. It's just like your enemy trying to keep you down and oppress you and keep you right there, keep you from achieving what you're trying to achieve. But on the other hand, Jesus was here. Jesus was saying, no longer will you be oppressed. No longer will you be in sin. Glory to God. This is what was happening. Simple. No longer will you have to be bound. No longer will those chains have to be hold you down. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, you were in chains. We all were in chains. If you were in sin, sin to anything, sin to lust, sin to alcohol, sin to a workaholic. People don't realize workaholics are sinful as well. You work so much till you never take time to even seek God. He was the one that gave you the job for you to have and provide for your family. But you work so hard. You're a workaholic, and you never take time to give thanks, to just sit in a building where you can hold your hands up and just say, thank you, Jesus. Give him praise. You never take time. You are a workaholic. You're sinful. Yes. Sin. Stealing. Touching and picking up things that don't belong to you and taking them home and thinking nothing of it. These are sinful acts. That if we get to really know this Jesus that I'm talking about, we no longer have the desire. We no longer have that appetite. It is far from us. We desire now to do the right thing. Just today, I like to go through, I think I mentioned a couple of times, I say I like to go to the, what you call that line, the line where you check yourself out. You check, you have to get in the line where the line sometimes be long, a lot of people. If you know how to go through the express lanes, you just go and check yourself out. Well, here I was trying to go through that because I was had did a lot of things and I was trying to kind of hurry up and get to the car, and bam, an item was not in a bag. Listen to what I said. It wasn't in a bag. And for me, if the item is not in a bag, that means I did not pay for it. Are you listening? Nah. Hello. What happens with that? I got this item. I'm out the store. I'm putting my groceries in. And here it is. I didn't pay for that. Listen to me very clearly. When you have a personal relationship with God, you are not going to get in your car with that item that you didn't pay for and just drive on home to your house. Are you listening to what I'm saying? No, when you have a relationship with him and you are intertwining with him and he's intertwining with you, you know even though you are pressed for time, you must do the right thing and go back in that store and pay for that item. Hello? Anybody listen to what I'm saying? See, when you have a relationship with him, you're walking in integrity. You're walking in righteousness. You're seeking him daily, and you want his blessings. Hallelujah. Well, there's things that you have to do. We're on the straight and the narrow. That's where we are, on the straight. And then now, we're not on the broad road no more. We got off of that. We're on the straight and the narrow. And that's going to take us to glory, huh? The straight, right here, straight ahead. And these are the things. May come up, but we know how to handle these things. So when I came into the store, I had the item. I was holding it up to the lady. She thought that I needed to bring something to customer service. I said, no, I don't need to go to customer service. I need to go to the line and buy this because I didn't buy. She just looked, then she stopped and looked at me, and the man heard me, and he said, bless you, miss, bless you, because a lot of people would have just drove off with the item in the car. Well, you see, the God that I serve, I can't do that, and you shouldn't want to do it either. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, for showing us, oh God, how to do it, what to do, when not to do it, what to say, how to say it. Thank you, God, for showing us how to be grateful, how to be thankful. And we give you all praise. We give you all honor. And in Jesus' name. And bless each and everyone this day. In Jesus' holy name. And we say amen, amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday and Saturday. Yes. Ask you to walk by faith and not by sight. And give God. Give him some time. Let him know that you love him. In Jesus' name. Amen.